Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the book of Daniel as we continue in our Through the Bible series, Cover to Cover. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Daniel chapter 6, verses 26 through 27.
I make a decree that in all the dominion of my kingdom, men are to fear and tremble before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and enduring forever, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed, and his dominion will be forever. He delivers and rescues and performs signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. Who has also delivered Daniel from the power of the lions.
Well, when I was growing up, my family would often spend vacations at a ranch in East Texas with extended family or friends. There were several areas densely populated with trees, which made it perfect for paintball wars. The only problem was my two sisters and I were terrified of being hit by a paintball. And I remember on several occasions wrapping each of our limbs with a thick towel as a barrier. We normally spend most of the game hiding out behind a hay barrel. But everything would change when Victor joined the game. Victor worked at the ranch and he was an ex-Special Forces sniper. When you were on Victor's team, you could run around fearlessly. Somehow, he always had your back and could eliminate the competition before they got you. Have you ever experienced that concept of living fearlessly because you know someone stronger than the opponent is on your side? This idea is what we'll explore in the book of Daniel, but in relation to God. This book takes place during the Babylonian judgment, where Israel has been exiled as punishment for their sin. At the beginning of the book, three exiled Israelites named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are chosen to be advisors to the Babylonian king. They serve him faithfully, but when they are ordered to bow down and worship an idol statue, they refuse out of their loyalty to the God of Israel. The king sentences these three men to death and throws them into a fiery furnace. But listen to the astonishing words of the king when he looks into the furnace. He says, I see four men unbound, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the appearance of the fourth is like a son of the gods. In the end, these three Israelite men walk out of the furnace unharmed. What's amazing is that God not only delivers these three men from the fire, he was with them in it. Daniel is another Israelite given a position in the king's palace. Daniel excels and flourishes in his job, but soon a group of Babylonian men become jealous and plot to bring him down. They catch Daniel disobeying a law that prohibits prayer to any other than the Babylonian king and have Daniel thrown into a lion's den. But again, God proves to keep his people safe, and he miraculously closes the mouths of the lions to save Daniel. After seeing this, the Babylonian king declares that God's kingdom and reign will last forever. He commands all his people to praise Daniel's God as well. Throughout his career, Daniel works under many kings, and he sees that the ones who flourish are those who humble themselves before God in his reign. But the ones who meet their downfall are those who glorify their own power and don't worship God as the ultimate king. In the latter half of the book, we see God give Daniel several visions that center on this theme of God's reign. In these visions, Daniel sees beasts that represent arrogant kings and kingdoms persecuting God's people. But at the end of every vision, God destroys and triumphs over the beasts. The purpose of these visions is to give God's people hope in their suffering. Although he is able, God doesn't always rescue his people out of their physical suffering like he did Daniel and the other three Israelites. But one day, as these visions remind us, God will rescue the whole world from evil and bring his reign of peace over all. God's victory over evil was decisively won at Jesus' death and resurrection, where, as Colossians 2:15 says, Jesus disarmed rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them. With his death and resurrection, Jesus defeated the beast of evil and ushered in the age of God's reign. Because sin still exists in the world, we will not experience the effects of this victory fully. But at Christ's second coming, God will fully implement his reign in the new creation, ruling over and restoring all things. There, every knee will bow and every tongue confess the true and rightful King. Like Daniel and his friends experienced, obedience to God today can be difficult. It can be tempting to compromise our trust in God for the enticement of tangible might and size. Maybe the glory of social approval feels weightier than the delight of God. Maybe the soundness of money and success appear more reliable than the security of God. Maybe to even just survive, you feel you must comply with the God-adverse culture around you. Daniel and his three friends were able to live boldly and faithfully to God because they knew that God was greater than the competition. So when you feel pulled to compromise, remember that God will one day destroy the bad that threatens you, and he will venerate you in your faithfulness. And not only will God deliver you from the fire, he is with you in the fire even now. It is the times of life where I have been hurt or where I am suffering that I felt closest to Jesus. I think oftentimes God gives us a deeper sense of his presence in hard times. And I also think we become more connected to Jesus because he suffered. He experienced rejection, hurt, humiliation, physical violence, and even death. So I know that in my suffering, Jesus is with me, empathizing with me, and also reminding me of the hope he won for me. I'll close with the lyrics from the worship song, Another in the Fire. I love how its message reminds us of why we can be bold and faithful even in adversity. It sings, there was another in the fire standing next to me. There was another in the waters holding back the seas. And should I ever need reminding of how I've been set free, there is a cross that bears the burden where another died for me. And should I ever need reminding what power set me free, there is a grave that holds no body, and now that power lives in me. And should I ever need reminding how good you've been to me, I'll count the joy come every battle, because I know that's where you'll be. Take a moment to go to God now. In light of his victorious reign and his presence with you, ask him for courage in whatever you might be facing. As you listen to the worship song, praise God for the hope we have in Christ's victory.
I am hurting. Why is this happening to me? I am hurting. Can you hear me? Will you hide yourself from me? I am hurting. Help me to believe. You are peace in the middle of the storm. You